Well, greetings, everybody. Bob Christopher is here. Richard Pfeiffer is here. My name is Bob Davis, and the three of us welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We are on the air live right now and online, and if you would like to pose a question, we would love to hear from you right now. 844-322-2742. The same number is good in the U.S. and in Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. It's a brand new month with a brand new theme, and we're going to talk about justification this month. It's one of those churchy words that we read about in the Bible, but it is a word that we use in everyday language. A lot of times we try to justify our actions or justify the things that we say, and certainly in this political season, we're seeing a lot of justification taking place, you know, with this, that, and the other. But from a biblical standpoint, it has great meaning to us, and it is the key to experiencing peace with God. As Paul wrote in Romans 5:1, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. I know Richard and Bob, in your ministries with different people, I'm sure as you've talked with men and women, when you ask them, you know, what do you really want in life? I would venture to say that the number one response is peace. I just want a little bit of peace. I know in my experience in Bible studies and small group Bible studies and in my work with men through the years, that's their number one request. I just want a little peace in life. Well, how do you go about getting peace, especially peace with God? Well, I think we have to go back a little bit and start with justification, because if we can understand what God does in justifying us through Jesus Christ, that's when we can start really experiencing the peace of God. And I know there are many people out there listening right now who just long for peace. Just long to have a peaceful night of sleep, be able to go through a day where, you know, all of that restlessness and all of that is just quiet for once. Yeah. They just want peace. Well, how is that dispensed? It starts with justification, and that's what we're going to be talking about this month. If you have questions about the peace of God, how you can experience the peace of God, what it means to be justified by faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, we want to talk about this month. It is an incredible subject theologically. It is what started the Protestant Reformation, as Martin Luther hung the thesis on the wall or on the door, those 95, it all was distilled down to this, that we are justified by faith, through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that started this Protestant Reformation, so it has huge theological implications, but very practical implications as well, as we get to experience the very peace of God in our day-to-day lives.
We'd love for you to join the conversation right now at Basic Gospel. The number, 844-322-2742. If you live in Canada or the U.S., that's the same number, 844-322-2742. The lines are wide open right now. We'd love for you to come in and be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel. And Bob and Richard, a question that jumps right into the middle of the thing that you're talking about. This is from an anonymous writer. He says, is there true forgiveness for the sin of pornography if the sin continues to occur?
Well, that gets back to the question. Really, the question is this. Are you in Christ or not?
Yes.
Because if you're in Christ, then you have received forgiveness of sins. Jesus went to a cross 2,000 years ago. He shed his blood. And as we see from the beginning of Scripture to the end of Scripture, this truth continues to surface. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. So blood is the currency as far as forgiveness is concerned. And that's why God sent Jesus to shed his blood once and for all so that we could stand before him as forgiven people. So if you're in Christ, you have received forgiveness of sins, and you stand before God as a forgiven person. Now, that's a completely different issue than the struggle with stopping a particular sin, isn't it?
Oh, completely different.
And we have to see that those two are separate issues in order to get victory in that particular area of life. So, one, you are a forgiven person if you are in Christ. That forgiveness that was provided 2,000 years ago is received in the resurrected life of Christ. So if you are in him, as Paul wrote both in Ephesians chapter 1 and Colossians chapter 1, in him you have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. That's a part of this grace gift that's been bestowed upon you freely, unmerited, by the love of Christ Jesus. So if you're in Christ, you have forgiveness. All right? We have that truth. Now, how do we battle this thing over here called pornography? And that's where we're going to have to realize that we can't battle it. We can't have this idea of I'm going to stop looking at pornography today. If you have that as your thought, you're going to look at pornography. Uh-huh. Why? Because that's what you're thinking about, pornography. And we have an enemy that's going to say, well, what pornography are you meaning? That stuff that you looked at yesterday? Well, yeah, I'm not going to look at that stuff that I looked at yesterday today. Well, remember how good it was, though, for you when you looked at it. And what pleasure it gave you, and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm going to go look at pornography. It just overcomes you, and you can't help it. It's just the way it is. So you're going to have to attack this in a different manner, and that different manner is simply this: to learn to walk in the Spirit. So the prayer in pornography or any of those quote addictive sins is simply this: Lord, teach me how to walk in the Spirit. What does that look like on a day-to-day basis? And as you learn to walk in the Spirit, as Paul writes, you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Pornography is going to be a desire of the flesh.
Right.
And that flesh is going to want more of that and more of that and more of that. And that's just the nature of the flesh. So we have to quit trying to clean up the flesh and start learning how to walk in the Spirit. And that walk begins with resting in the fact that Christ shed his blood once and for all, and that forgiveness is yours. That's the beginning point. And as you learn to rest there, then you will begin to start walking in the Spirit, and as a result, not gratifying the desires of the flesh.
Well, we appreciate hearing from all of our listeners, Bob and Richard, who send us an email and pose a question. And friends, if you can't get to the phone while we're actually on the air live, you can do so as well. All you need to do is address us at bob@basicgospel.net. We'll be glad to address your question on a near future edition of Basic Gospel. Plenty of open lines again at 844-322-2742. Calls beginning to come in, but we still have plenty of room for you, plenty of time on the clock. 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go to Queens, New York, and talk with Michael, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Michael.
Hi, gentlemen. Great show. I have a friend of mine who is a lesbian, and she doesn't see anything wrong with her lifestyle. And I was wondering where in the Bible, I'm pretty sure the Bible says that homosexuality is an abomination. I wanted to tell her to read the Bible, but I don't know where it says that. Do you know what part of the Bible says that?
Well, I would point her to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and Paul is pretty clear. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. So it's pretty clear right there, and certainly there are other passages, but that really fits under the heading, this big heading that we see in the Word of God called sexual immorality. There's a lot spoken of about sexual immorality, and so homosexuality would certainly fit underneath that. But here, Michael, is what I would say to someone. And it's simply this, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting men's sins against them. So we have this opportunity to point people to the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ Jesus. In that death, Jesus shed his blood. He satisfied the wrath of God. And as a result, we have the authority, Michael, to say to people that God is not counting your sins against you. And I think that ministry of reconciliation is the most powerful ministry that we can have, because it has the words that will transform. It has the words that will penetrate into the heart of a person and move them to actually trust in Christ and receive life. You see, Michael, our real problem isn't the sins that we commit. It's the fact that we're dead spiritually, that we're separated from the life of God. And there's only one way to be reconnected, and that's through new birth, to be born again of the Spirit of God and to be in union with Christ Jesus. And when we're in union with Christ Jesus, when the Spirit of God comes to take up residence in us, the Spirit of God is going to start a transforming work that will mold us into the image of Christ. So our attitudes, our words, and our actions can start being changed as we learn to trust Christ. But before that change happens, life has to take place. We have to be made alive together with Christ. And so how we get a person to that point to see their real need of life in Jesus is to execute this ministry of reconciliation that God has called us to.
Okay, great. Yeah, thank you.
One of the choices a person has to make is whether they're going to deal with life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, from a position of strength in Christ, or if they're going to deal with it from a position of already defeated on their own. And Jesus is the clear winner in that question.
Yes, indeed. Well, Michael, hope that helps, and we sure appreciate the conversation today. Well, let's go to Jamaica, New York, and talk with Craig, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Craig.
Good afternoon. Hey, Basic Gospel Team, it is a pleasure to speak to you, and I appreciate your ministry. I'm 35 years old. Just want to piggyback on what the gentleman was inquiring about with pornography. I remember one day I was listening to your program, and you stated the fact that when you're prayer, don't dwell on the act, but focus on Jesus and how he has forgiven you. And it truly does take away the sting, the power that pornography has when you change your focus. One of the scriptures, hello?
Yeah, we're here. Hello? We're listening, Craig.
One of the scriptures that truly blessed me was Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Jesus Christ, through the eternal spirit, gave up himself unblemished to God, cleanse our conscience from all sinful acts that may lead to death, so we may serve the living God. And I tell you this day that when I share that testimony with some of our staff, my wife and I have a day after school, and we have a men's staff meeting, and they say, how long have you been a Christian? And I say, I've been walking with Jesus Christ for almost 13 years. And I tell them that, you know, God really just delivered me from, or he just revealed this to me through Basic Gospel, you know, how to deal with this. They're like, you mean you've been a Christian that long and you've been struggling? I said, yes, but I wasn't afraid to say that because the sting has been taken away from that, and the shame and the guilt from the knowledge that God brought forth through your ministry. So I just want to share with him that, you know, just trust and rely on Jesus Christ. Focus on him. Don't let your prayers be about, please, God, don't let me look at this lady this way. Just, Jesus, I thank you for loving me in spite of and loving me through this. And I guarantee you that the sting will be taken away from that. The desire will go, and Jesus will love you through that.
Well, Craig, that is such a powerful story, a powerful testimony as to the power of Christ in you. You know, we're so prone to try to do things on our own. And when we go that route, all we can do is to line up a series of rules and regulations to follow. That's all our understanding will lead us to. And through that, as Paul wrote in Romans chapter 7, it says, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work within our bodies. So anytime you say, don't look at pornography, don't do this, don't do that, that law, and that's what that is, that rule, that regulation, that law is going to be stirring up all of those desires in your flesh. And in such a way that you feel like there's no other thing that you can do except to give in.
Yes.
So you have to step back from that and say, Lord, if I'm going to have power over this sin, it's going to have to come from you. And so all I want is for my mind to dwell on who you are and my heart to trust in your transforming work in and through me. And I guarantee you, he is going to do his part. We don't have to worry about that, do we?
No, we don't. And I share something with you, too, that it even strengthened my marriage with my wife, because I wasn't afraid to talk to her about it. And I think that's one of the strong points, that when you don't trust on Jesus, you're not free to talk to it truly, even to that person you love, because you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, you're going to think I'm cheating on her and I'm going to do this. And but all that sting was taken away from that because it set me free. And I was able to say, wife, I'm not going to mention her name, but this is what I've been doing. I'm ashamed of it. I don't like it, but Jesus loves me, and I hope you can appreciate me and know that I love you to bring me through this.
Yeah.
And it has strengthened us, brought us to a next level of communication from that light that God shed and that freedom.
Truth and grace, baby. That's where it is. That's where the victory is, man.
Truth and grace. I call it cornbread grace. That good, sweet grace you can't get enough of.
That's right. That's exactly right, Craig. Man, makes me want some cornbread right now, and I know for Bob Davis, too.
Cornbread grace.
Yeah. Oh, Craig.
Thank you so much. I love you. I love your ministry. I'm a young guy, and I tell everybody, tune in to AM 570 from 4 to 4:30 because you guys are off the hook.
Well, Craig, thank you so much. Let me do something. Do you have a copy of my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace?
No, I don't, but I need it.
Well, I'm going to send it to you just to say thanks for a great conversation today. So you hang on the line, and we'll send you a copy of that, okay, my friend?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you, too. Thanks for your call. And so so excited for the victory you're experiencing in your life through faith in Christ.
Yes.
Hang on the line, my friend.
Yeah, friends, we're here every day getting this word out, and when you partner with Basic Gospel, you become a part of the blessing and the honor, the privilege of proclaiming Jesus and the reality of his life in us. You know, people seek truth every day, and you hear truth here on Basic Gospel every day. It's what we do, and if what you've heard on Basic Gospel is making a difference in your life, well, we ask you to share in the blessing by joining us and supporting this ministry, this message, with your gifts and with your prayers. And with your gift of $20 or more this month, you're going to receive a copy of Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, and its companion study guide. Just click donate on any page at basicgospel.net, or you can donate by phone at 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-412-2742 during Central Time office hours. Oh, by the way, you can also use PayPal, and that's the best way for those of you outside the U.S. To contribute to the ministry. Make your gift today and keep the good news coming.
Yes, indeed. We sure need help, and so many people out there. I mean, Craig was just a perfect example. do you want to be involved in solving the problems of this world? Well, there's only one way to solve the problems, and that's get Jesus into people's hearts and lives. And we saw a real-life example of that with Craig. Those who support this ministry were a part of solving that problem, that's bringing truth and grace to his soul so that he could walk in freedom, so that he could say no to sin and yes to Jesus Christ. So come join us. Be a part of making a difference in this world by bringing the only solution to the problems of the world, And his name is Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
Well, before we go to our next caller, I wanted to mention this idea, just getting back to our word for the month, justification. When we have been justified by faith or through faith in Christ, we have peace with God. Well, what does peace mean? It means the opposite of war and dissension. That's what it means. So it's a lack of war and dissension within the soul. And somebody that is struggling with pornography, somebody that is struggling with any sin, I mean, we can name any, quote, sin that is listed in the Bible. There's going to be dissension. There's going to be this war, this conflict within the soul, this restlessness. And that's what you want peace from. That's what you want to be quietened down inside your soul. And there's only one way to do it, and that's to get back to this truth called justification, that because of the shed blood of Jesus, God the Father is both just and justifier. Justice has been served. The punishment for sin has been meted out in full, not just in part, but in full, you know, as the words of It As Well says, my sin, oh, not in part, but the whole, it's been done away with once and for all. That's what Jesus did. And so God showed his justice. But then in grace, he also shows that he's the justifier, that he declares us to be righteous in his sight. And that's not only a declaration, that's something that he does inside of us. He imputes righteousness to us, credits it to our account. He imparts it to us, and now it becomes a part of our character. That's the good news of this truth about justification. As we learn to rest in that, to trust in that, to fully believe that we have been declared righteous in God's sight, that starts to quieten down that war that's within, that eases that dissension that is within our souls, and we can truly experience the peace of God that passes understanding. That's the good news of this word justification.
Absolutely. You hear it each day on Basic Gospel. We're glad you've joined us today.
Well, let's go to Queens and talk with Angela listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Angela.
And Brother Bob, what has happened with the spiritual gifts that they are given to every single one in order to edify one another? And somehow I think that there is connected to love, these two. Spiritual gift, but in love.
Yeah, spiritual
there
gifts
does
are...
not exist.
Yeah, spiritual gifts definitely are connected to the love of Christ. That's why the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, is sandwiched between chapters 12 and 14, which deal with spiritual gifts. Because if those spiritual gifts aren't being exercised, compelled by the love of Christ, motivated by the love of Christ, they're meaningless. They're just noisy gongs, clangy cymbals. They're just meaningless exercises. So love is the real language that God wants to speak through us, and he does that as we learn to abide in the love of God, rely upon the love of God, and allow God's Spirit to live out the love of God through us by faith. So when we have that correct, then the spiritual gifts are truly going to be used to edify the body so that the body can fulfill its greater purpose in the world today. That's how that operates. Well, Angela, thanks for your call. We certainly appreciate it. God bless you, my friend.
Yes, indeed. And friends, we invite you to go online to basicgospel.net and join our email list. There are many benefits of being a subscriber to it. Just click subscribe in the upper left corner of any page of the website, again at basicgospel.net. Also, stay in touch with Basic Gospel while you're on the go by downloading the Basic Gospel app. It's a multifaceted application with features to allow you to do many, many things, obviously. Listen to this program live, access our archive, pose an on-air question, access my weekly e-zine called Inside the Studio and Bob Christopher's blog post. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and our YouTube channel. And that's about as much as we can get to today because we're out of time. We're going to be back tomorrow. So till then, for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.